It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. It's the Wednesday edition today. I'm so glad you joined me for the program today. Hey, I remember when I was a young child, growing up in church, there was always a part of our church service, which we called testimony time. And for a few minutes, people would stand up and give a testimony about what God had done for them that week. You know, in a courtroom, testimonies are given to prove the facts or to testify to a person's character. Today, we're going to look at what the Bible says about testimonies. My text today is found in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 16. It says this, "You should diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes, which he has commanded you." Interesting, isn't it? You don't just keep his commandments, but you're to keep his testimonies and his statutes. You see, a testimony is when you share or remember something God has done by his power. So what's so important about a testimony that God requires us to share them? You see, friend, testimonies create an environment of expectation for the miraculous to operate. Today, I want to teach you two Hebrew words that I want us to remember in regards to testimonies. And the first word is that word from Deuteronomy 6, the Hebrew word that Moses used here for testimony. It comes from a Hebrew word God used here called ud. And the literal translation of ud, the root of it, is do it again. So when we keep God's testimonies and we share the reports from the past, in essence, what we're saying is God did it back then and God can do it again. I firmly believe that God wants us to share our testimonies with the people we come in contact with, and those testimonies will cause people to want to know our awesome God. The second word, the Hebrew word that I want us to understand today is one of my favorites. It's the word for remember. It's the Hebrew word zakar. Now, what's so interesting, this word is found throughout all the pages of the Old Testament. God used it again and again when he told the Jews, remember, remember the Lord your God. Remember how I brought you out of Egypt. Remember my faithfulness. It doesn't just mean to flip through a file folder in your mind and go, ding, I almost forgot. No, the root word of this word remember, zakar, of this Hebrew word, is the word male, like men. You see, that's strange because it seems like we men sometimes can't remember anything. But why would God use the word remember and the root word of that is male? I'll tell you why, friend. Because in the male is the reproductive seed. And when you remember, it releases the power of God in your life to reproduce the miracle that happened in the past and to bring it into the future. Do you remember David said, "The God who delivered me from the lion and from the bear, he'll deliver me from this giant, Goliath." You see, divine remembrance always employs action to the thought. Most Sundays before I preach at Grace Family Church, I pray a prayer and I say, "Lord, bring back to my remembrance every thought pertaining to this message as I share it today." And God always does. Divine remembrance employs action to the thought. Let me give you some examples of that. In Numbers chapter 15, God is telling the Jews why they are to wear the prayer shawl that we call the tallit in Hebrew. And the tallit, the prayer shawl, has 613 little blue and white tassels that hang from the bottom on the corners of all this garment. And it's to remind the Jews of the 613 commandments God gave them in the old covenant. Now look what God says in Numbers chapter 15 and verse 37 about this garment. He says, "And you shall have the tassel that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them and be holy for your God." So God is saying, every time you touch one of the tassels of this prayer shawl, I want you to remember the commandments of the Lord. God told them to remember to unleash his power in their lives that would help them live a better life. Let's look at a couple more examples of this word, remember, Zakar. How about Genesis chapter 8 and verse 1? This is one of my favorites. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark. And he sent a wind over the earth and the waters receded. See, Noah had this floating zoo. God destroyed the world and he spared Noah and his family and all the creatures on the ark. And they were in there for days and days and days. Then God remembered. That's this word, Zakar. Now remember, it's not just a random thought, but it's accompanied by a divine action. So God remembered Noah, and then what did he do? He sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. You know, I believe when Jesus was born 2,000 years ago in a manger in Bethlehem, it was God remembering mankind once again, as sin had reached its boiling point with God. Except this time, the ark is found in the person of Jesus Christ and not a wooden boat. And it says this in John 1 and verse 14, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." My friend, when God sent Jesus into this world, it was God remembering his promise to Eve in the garden that, "Eve, the serpent will strike your heel, but your seed will crush his head." Most of you remember the story of Joseph in the Bible. He was the young man that was sold into slavery by his brothers, wrongfully imprisoned in Egypt, and God puts these two influential people in his life. They were cellmates of his. One was the butler, or the chief cupbearer to Pharaoh. He's the guy who has to taste first the wine to see if it's been poisoned. What a very important job. Then there was Pharaoh's baker. And they both have dreams, and then Joseph interprets the dreams for them. The first one was the cupbearer, and Joseph gives him the great interpretation. "God's going to restore you, and you will again put Pharaoh's cup into his hands." Things didn't go quite so well for the baker, though. But after he tells the cupbearer the interpretation, look what Joseph says in Genesis chapter 40 and verse 14. He says, "But when all goes well with you, remember me, zakar me, and show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison." See, Joseph knew that if the cupbearer remembered him, if he remembered him, it would be accompanied by an action, and he would be released from prison. Remember me. And Exodus chapter 2, how about this? The children of Israel were slaves in Egypt. And in verse 24, it said, "God heard their groanings, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob." What happens? He puts action to the remembrance. And in a burning bush, he appears to Moses. And he says, "Go get my people and lead them into the promised land." Friend, our world today, we're desperate. We're in a desperate need for God's power and his presence in our world today. I know there are people listening today that you need God to do a miracle in your life. Whether it's your body, maybe you need healing. Whether it's your marriage, you have a relationship that's broken and damaged. Maybe it's your career. You feel like you're at a dead end and you don't have a future. You're in need of something the doctors can't provide, or the counselors, they can't make it happen. And all the money in the world can't buy what only God can do. I've got great news for you today, my friend. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." One of the greatest needs today is divine healing. I faced an incredible illness just a year ago in my life where I was unable to walk for a year. Doctors didn't give me a lot of hope that things would get better. But you know what? I stood on God's promise. I stood on His word, and I would show up every Sunday and still preach, even though it caused a lot of pain. I've got news for you, my friend. Today I'm healed. Today I'm restored. God did an amazing thing in my life. We have doctors today, and I'm thankful for what they can do. But you know what? They can only do so much. And it has to be frustrating when a doctor has to say, there's nothing more that I can do. See, they practice medicine, but they don't have it perfected. One of our greatest needs today is the need of divine healing. Divine healing. There are a number of ways that God can bring divine healing into our life. One of those is through a doctor, and I'm thankful for that. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, it says, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit. Friends, sometimes God just gives us the gift of healing, and healing manifests in our life. It doesn't always happen. I wish I could understand why bad things happen to good people, but I don't know that, friend. But I do know this. I know God is faithful, and as we pray to Him, He heals us. And even if we're not healed in this life, we're healed in the life that is to come. If you're facing a serious illness in your body today and you've not been able to get help for your problem, you need to begin with God's Word. Saturate yourself with the Word of God and look up all the verses, the healing verses, and read them. Do you know the Bible says healing is the children's bread? But if you want to understand healing, you have to be students of God's Word. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 tells us this, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's not just hearing the audible Word, or we could just play a tape 24 hours a day, and that would be amazing. But it's talking about hearing in the heart, where you hear and understand what God is trying to say to you personally. Christians today are biblically illiterate so many times. When we want to understand healing, I believe it begins with understanding the atonement. What Jesus did upon the cross, and for that we go to the great prophecy of Isaiah 53 and verse 5, one of the greatest verses in all of the Bible. And this is what it says, but He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him, and by His wounds we have been healed, or we are healed. See, the prophet Isaiah saw through the tunnel of prophecy that Jesus would be wounded for our transgressions, spiritual healing, that He would be crushed for our iniquities, and the punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. That's the emotional healing of our soul. See, sometimes, friend, the sickness that we go through is not just pain in our body. Sometimes it's emotional pain. It's missing someone who we love dearly that's gone on to be with the Lord. Sometimes it's the pain of a broken relationship. But listen, Jesus paid for that as well on the cross. He paid for healing, spiritual, physical, and emotional healing. Let me wind up with Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20. Listen to what it says. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. I believe God wants to touch you today. If you're going through a trial in your life, if you're going through a sickness, if you're going through a pain, God wants to touch you. Psalm 103 verse 2, He said, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. My friend, I so appreciate you listening each weekday here on Fresh Oil, and I just believe God has brought us together for a very important reason today. He wants to touch you. And don't forget to testify. Remind those around us that our God is an awesome God. Walk in grace. He loves you.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.